Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's gospel, we hear our Lord explaining to us, really we can say, the infinite value of the kingdom of heaven. He says, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure. And then he says, the kingdom of heaven is like that pearl of great price. And the person who finds this treasure, or finds the pearl of great price, is willing to sell everything that he has, give up everything, in order to obtain that treasure, to obtain that pearl of great price. Indeed, the kingdom of heaven is of infinite value, really. And the kingdom of heaven, as I've said before, can be understood in three ways. It can be understood as dwelling within our soul. The kingdom of heaven within our soul refers to grace in our soul, God's life in our soul. It can refer to the kingdom of heaven on this earth, which is the church. Or it could refer to the kingdom of heaven in the next life, which is heaven, properly speaking. Now, for any of these three things, a person, once they come to find this treasure, this pearl of great price, should they not be willing to do anything in order to obtain it? Now, we think about God's grace, God's life in the soul, and the infinite value that we have in having God's grace in our soul. In order to preserve God's grace in our soul, we need to avoid serious mortal sin. And so we think about the great efforts that we should make in order to avoid losing God's grace in the soul, whatever sacrifices that might be. Now, we should employ all of the means that are at our disposition to remain in God's grace. Prayer, the sacraments, avoiding the occasions of sin, and all of these things. We think about the kingdom of heaven here on earth, the church, right? Somebody who comes to find this treasure of the one true church, should they not do anything and everything in order to enter it? No, there should never be the excuse, well, my wife, she wouldn't understand. It would cause difficulties. I would probably lose my friends and maybe even be out of a job if I happened to be a Protestant pastor or something like that. No, what our Lord is saying is sell everything and go and buy that field. Come into the church. And, as I was getting to before, the kingdom of heaven, properly speaking, in the next life. What does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What does it profit a man if he gain the whole world, everything in this world, if he forfeits the kingdom of heaven? It profits him nothing. And so these are the three treasures, the three pearls of great price. Now, the saint that we celebrate today, Saint Rose of Lima, this is really amazing. The church, in the office of readings, presents to us Saint Rose's teaching on that treasure within the soul, grace. She talks about grace, its relationship to patience, and its relationship to tribulations, trials, difficulties in our life. Now, these three things are linked. Okay? Trials, patience, grace. And again, the church could have chosen from the writings of Saint Rose of Lima other things to present to the faithful, to religious, to priests. But here, in her official prayer, the office of readings, she decides to take this to present to us as our teaching. You ready? Our Lord and Savior lifted up his voice and said with incomparable majesty. So this is a private revelation that she is receiving. This is Jesus Christ talking to her. And again, the church presenting it to us. And our Lord says with incomparable majesty, let all men know that grace comes after tribulation. Let them know that without the burden of afflictions, it is impossible to reach the height of grace. It is have grace grow in your soul, the height of grace. Let them know that the gifts of grace increase as the struggles increase. Let men take care not to stray and be deceived. This is the only true stairway to paradise, and without the cross, they can find no road to climb to heaven. Very, very strong words and a powerful message. Now, what does that mean for us practically? It means that the trials and the difficulties that do come our way, the crosses we meet up with in our life, we should treasure them, embrace them, not complain, fall into dejection, and all of the rest. But we should have a vision of faith, and this will give us strength to be patient and to increase grace in our soul. So again, going on, I won't read the whole thing, but we'll read just the end part right now. Now this is St. Rose of Lima speaking. If only mortals would learn how great it is to possess divine grace. There we have it, the kingdom of heaven in our soul. How beautiful, how noble, how precious. How many riches it hides within itself, how many joys and delights. Treasure, pearl of great price. Without doubt, they would devote all their care and concern to winning for themselves pains and afflictions. All men throughout the world would seek trouble, infirmities, and torments instead of good fortune, in order to attain the unfathomable treasure of grace. This is the reward and the final gain of patience. No one would complain about his cross or about troubles that may happen to him if he would come to know the scales on which they are weighed when they are distributed to men. Saint Rose of Lima, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yeah.